Getting a rocket into space is one thing, returning it to Earth is another. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marcos Fernandez-Taus, assistant professor of rocket propulsion and hypersonic aerodynamics at the University of North Dakota, examines the research that goes into doing so safely.
We have all seen it, a formidable crest of water surrounding a spacecraft structure as it pierces into the ocean. However, this image does not speak for the technical complexities of a well-designed splashdown. Except for a few exceptions, such as the shuttle, most of the manned spacecraft recovered from the scorching re-entry fell into the sea. One must just remember the Gemini or Apollo missions, or more recently, the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. The problem seems simple: a solid body impacting into water. Von Karman studied it in 1929, but applied it to seaplane floats instead. The conic shape of the Mercury capsule became a standard, with a D-shaped base that absorbed most of the heat generated by friction, as the air surrounding the structure hit an incredible speed of 27,500 kilometers per hour. Then came the deceleration phase, with a gentler, cooling flow as the capsule continued its descending. By then, about half of the shield had boiled off. The drogue parachute deployed, which pulled out a bigger one. Finally, the capsule dived into the sea at a Mach Schaefer speed of about 25 meters per second. The development of numerical methods gave way to a new science, computation fluid dynamics, or CFD, whose development was pursued in earnest from the 1950s. Since then, CFD has been successful in solving very complex movements of fluids in a wide variety of science fields. It has also been used in splashdown analysis. So next time you watch a splashdown, think of the significant effort that took a team of engineers to figure out whether the structural robustness would stand the impact of water and where should they expect the largest bending deformation along the metal shirt.
That was Marcos Fernandez-Taus of the University of North Dakota. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.